and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about sibling relationships. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what makes relationships between siblings unique?
The unique fact that siblings share childhood, which is a unique relationship, and also siblings are the longest relationship that can exist between humans because you start as children, and if all goes well, enter into adulthood and end of life together, as opposed to, let's say, the generational differences between parents or grandparents and kids. Also, with siblings, there are no illusions. They were there when you were at your worst and your best and your worst. So in other words, they know what's behind the veil of like how we present ourselves as adults. And therefore, there's very high stakes when you share such history. There can be a lot of sensitivity in terms of the trust between siblings and the risks of treasons and transgression of loyalty between siblings.
So how can you ensure that kids have a good relationships with their siblings? How can you ensure that that sibling relationship remains healthy?
Something that is vital is the adults that are raising the kids. So the adults raising the children can allow siblings to be serene between each other, just like if the adults are serene amongst themselves, or in its opposite, to extend destructive relationships. If the adults are destructive between them, they're going to be mirroring that to the children. Also, we could say that past traumas, when they're not worked through, they can really strangle people, and that includes the adults and the children in a given family. So kids really adapt, and you know, having siblings versus only children isn't a determinant factor in terms of satisfaction. What really helps with kids is depending on parents who themselves are satisfied with the lives that they built.
So is it between siblings an innate love or not to be connected to your siblings? Is it a natural thing, like between, let's say, parent and child? Is a similar thing between siblings or not?
So usually the relationships between siblings mirrors the kind of relationship between the adults that are parenting and raising those kids. So if you like, the relationships between siblings is something that develops. It's a process, and that will be unique between every combination of siblings. So it's not going to be exactly the same between, let's say, older brother, younger sister, baby brother, et cetera, et cetera. A sibling can really represent and mirror to their other siblings suffering. And like, for example, an enthusiastic and joyous child might remind a more depressed or angry child that they're really unhappy. So it really depends on the configuration. And that's where the role of parents is extremely important, to be able to put things in its right place, kind of filter out some of the more conflictual dynamics.
So like many things, how the parents react is dependent on how the sibling relationship will develop.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website at cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.